CliffCentral.com.
Welcome to the YLP on Cliff Central. Welcome to the new year as well. This is the first show for 2017, and we're very excited. We had a great festive season, and we hope everybody that's listening out there had tons of fun with family and friends. It's time to kick it with the Youth Leadership Platform again. And as per usual, you are chilling with your boy, Bongani. And with me today, I've got the freshest, the coolest creatives. And they have this brilliant, brilliant movement called the Millennials. And I call it a movement because you can't tie it down. You can't give it a name. You can't call them a fashion brand. You can't call them anything but a movement, because they're going to change pretty much a lot about a lot of industries in South Africa and pretty much the world as they continue to go. And without any wasting any further time, I'll let them introduce themselves. We'll start to the gentleman on my left.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, my name is Mark Packham. I am the head of productions here at Millennials. And just a general, I'm from Johannesburg here. And I started studying at AFTA in Cape Town, and then I moved back down here to Johannesburg just late last year to take this job seriously and full time.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah.
moving right over.
Okay, I'm Tyler Marin.
Yes.
I'm a second year psychology student at Stellenbosch University. Mm-hmm. And I'm the director and chief of publishing and project management.
Right. I'm a day coker. I'm the founder, head of arts and design at Millennials, as well as fashion. And yeah, I'm been living in Joburg most of my life.
I'm Stefan.
I live in Joburg as well, amongst all these other guys. I'm the director of design and music, so I facilitate all the nice songs you can hear that people miss out on.
Yes.
Yeah, it's basically what I do. And I'm a DJ, but that's another conversation for another day.
Yeah. Well, let's get to it. So tell us about how Millennials was founded and what was the initial idea. And then let's drive the conversation around that and move towards what it has become now.
Okay, basically, Millennials was started in the Santon food court. we were having a meeting for, I wanted to start a fashion line. And basically, I wanted to have this crazy online website where artists could go post their designs, post their works, musicians could go post their songs. And basically, that's where Millennials, like, that's where it sprung out from. We saw that there was a huge gap in the market, and basically creatives in South Africa have been starved of getting their work out there, and creatives abroad as well. So Millennials was born from there, and yeah, the rest is pretty much history.
And now, how did yourself and yourself now start becoming part of the Millennials?
Well, Adair and I, we basically refined the ideas behind Millennials, and it was myself, Stefan, and Adair that had that meeting in the food court, which kind of sprung everything forward. And it was just a thing of finding the perfect team of people who were as goal-driven as we were to getting this forward.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's where Mark came in as well, because he's a very dear friend of ours, and he's, well, he's brilliant at what he does.
Well, yeah. Yes, because Adair approached me, said, I've got this great idea. And he wanted to branch it off into many different aspects, because he wanted it to be more than just a fashion label. He wanted it to be, as you said, a movement,
mm-hmm.
something that you can't just put a label on. He wanted it to be more than that. And that's where I came in. We discussed starting a productions company as another branch, other than the label and the foundation. And the reason we decided to start this productions company is because we wanted to basically have a platform for all sort of creatives in the department of photography and videography to have a platform where they can post all of their work in in a place where they can't, or a place where they don't have the stress of that work of theirs being taken away, or the royalties being taken, for example.
Pretty much, we wanted to create a safe haven for creatives.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted them to have a place where they could post their work, a recognizable platform where they could post their work and have that appreciation for it. Because nowadays, you go on your Instagram, you go on your Facebook, it's just flooded with personal images, people going on holiday, pictures of dogs, memes, cats.
Unnecessary, irrelevant things.
And what we wanted to do, we wanted to, like, I call it a creator's paradise.
Okay.
You go there for inspiration, you go there to explore, you go there to find new things, you know? So basically, millennials is a place where artists can go to be heard and understood, and their work can be appreciated for what it actually is, instead of Instagram, where it's just going to be lost amongst countless photos.
Yeah, I guess we really just want creatives as a whole to just get the recognition that they deserve, instead of, you know, as they said, just social media constantly being bombarded and saturated with work that is stolen, actually. But on our platform, you get the recognition you deserve, and, you know, we give you the exposure that you deserve. And I think that's very, very important as to what we stand for.
So I'm going to backtrack you guys just a little bit before we get into further the movement going forward. But the name Millennials, right, I've been told that it refers to pretty much late 80s or early 80s, rather, because we're moving in reverse mode, to the 90s. And we were talking earlier on, and Tyler, you mentioned that children born during that time, the 80s and 90s, they often branded as people who have self-entitlement issues, that they want to be handed things down on a silver platter.
Exactly.
So with the millennials, what are you hoping to achieve to break those kind of stigmas?
Well, okay, you said it perfectly. We are branded as a generation of lazy human beings, people who just expect things to be done for them, expect things to be given to them. And I think this is just a really good way to not just show people, but to, like, prove to yourself that you can actually do something, that you're able to do something. And
basically, the word millennials, we've been branded as the lazy generation. And, like, I feel like it's a bit rough, it's a bit tough on us, but, you know, we're here to change that. That's what millennials is in my eyes. We want it to be a rebranding of our generation. So we want this to be the positive outlook and the positive impact that we've left as a generation on society. Because that's as much as we can do, you know? That's the mark that we're leaving. And, yeah.
And what about yourself, Mark? Thinking about the name and pretty much what you guys stand for as part of millennials, why is this particular name significant?
Well, I believe that this particular name is very relevant, as because the social demographic that we are targeting with the site, it's very large, and it's, you know, spread across so many different areas, and we have so many different talents within this group of people. And what Millennials the site is, it's, you know, it's an easily accessible platform where all types of these creative people can share their work in a stress-free environment, knowing that their work will not go unnoticed. And that's the most important part, is because people of the millennials of today believe that when they post something, it's not going to get noticed. And that's what puts them down. And what Millennials the site is it's that springboard for them to know that they will get noticed when they post their work.
Very, very, very interesting. And you could have called it the creatives or arts and culture or anything like that. Why millennials?
It sounds cool. Let's be honest. It sounds pretty cool.
It does sound pretty cool to be calling the, like, using something that we've been branded as and using that to actually empower us to do more. Because we always, like, the constant rhetoric is, we're told we're the lazy generation. But by using the word, like, millennials are lazy, people already put those two together. By using the word millennials in a positive manner to break those barriers down is kind of a beautiful thing in itself. So the word millennials just stuck.
Yeah, I mean, we're not trying to build a company. We're trying to build a community.
Mm. Oh, okay.
So
yes,
kind of encapsulates and involves everyone in this generation.
Mm.
And it just shows people, you know, that we can actually do something with our lives.
And how did you guys meet? I'm interested to find this out. Because we have people from all walks of life.
Yeah.
It's pretty much a multiracial group. And now you're together and you're working on something together. So how did this collaboration and this team come about?
Well, it started with my cousin, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, so he gave me the idea of making millennials more than just a fashion brand. So credit to him, first of all. I have to put it out there. Then after that, I needed to put together a strong team that I knew would actually work for the goals that we're setting. And to be honest, that was the hardest thing of all. Like, in finding a reliable team when it comes to achieving a goal, that's the hardest thing of all. So I had to find people that I knew would be in for the work, and that's how Tyler came about. I told Tyler about the idea, and he said he would help me with the photographers because he knew a lot about photography, and he knew a lot of that photography scene in South Africa. So I trusted him with it. We went to school together. We went to Crawford together. And yeah, he was a very good mate of mine. So I knew that he had what it took, you know, to be a part of this team that I see so dear to me, to be honest with you. Then I moved from Crawford to St. David's, and that's where I met Mark. And to be honest, he's one of the most business. His mind is just I don't even know how to describe it. He's
business orientated is the word you're looking for.
Exactly. Yeah. So he helped me with a lot of issues, but Stefan, who was also at Crawford with Tyler and myself, he was pretty much one of, like, my right-hand man when it came to the logistics of everything. And when I had to do the site, Stefan helped me with that. He told me a lot what to do. He told me where I could find a lot of tutorials. So Stefan, in the end, helped me basically
make the site
and start Millennials.
Yeah.
So hold on, you're talking about tutorials and you're talking about a site. What are you actually saying?
Stefan, he gave me more, like, he gave me the inspiration.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like to actually go out there and do the task myself. Because I'd contacted web developers and, like, coders. But in the end, like, everyone would be keen at the beginning, but when it came to crunch time, no one would actually, like, pick up their sleeves and help me with the work. So in the end, I was speaking to Stefan, and he was just like, you can do it yourself. So I had to learn how to do the coding for the website, the WordPress.
Gee.
Did it all myself, yeah.
And you don't have any IT background whatsoever?
No, I didn't do IT or computers in high school.
So just from tutorials, you learned coding and, you know, pretty much the IT language, as they would put it, PHP and your JavaScript.
I felt like I just needed to do it, to be honest with you. Like, it's something that's needed in society today. Like, as a creative myself, I'm an artist and a designer. And I know that it's hard to get your work out there, and it's hard to get people to actually appreciate your work on a recognizable platform, because there's not many of them that will do it for free. Like, even on Instagram, there are pages with hundreds of thousands of followers, and they'll tell you to submit their works. But when you submit their works, they'll tell you that they only do sponsored posts, which is basically you paying them for their followers. And I thought to myself, like, it needs to stop. There needs to be a place where artists can just go and creatives can just go and post their work freely and get the recognition that they deserve.
So is Millennials one of those brands that will just influence the youth, and all they want to do is just to be well known and to be influencers? Or is there something deeper than that drives you? Like, there's certain people that have 100,000 followers on Instagram, right? But there's nothing substantial that they end up achieving with their lives, right? It's just 100,000 followers on Instagram. If Instagram was to shut down tomorrow, then yeah, those people are not relevant. Yeah. What about millennials?
I feel like millennials isn't somewhere that the millennials can get ideas from. Rather, we're fueled by their ideas. So I see it as them competing amongst each other with stuff that they could all compete with.
Hmm.
Competing with an Instagram account is very hard. You either need an incredible body, male or female. You need to have good taste in clothes,
yeah,
and have the ability to take photos anywhere you want.
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone can do that.
Yeah.
But everyone has some sort of artistic ability in them. That's a given. I can tell you that right now. So we use that as a basis for them to keep compete against each other. So like if someone's an artist, they see they got like 400 likes at that for their post. And then someone else posts their artwork. They got 600 likes. And that guy's like, what can I do maybe to push for more recognition on the website? You know, that's the way I see it.
It's healthy competition.
Yes.
Not the kind of competition you will find
yeah.
between all of the Kylie Jenner wannabes yeah. on Instagram
like,
and the male counterpart. It's yeah. it's very different from that. And that's what we want to stress the most. It is the free, it's the stress-free environment where these creatives can post.
So it's inciting people to be a better version of themselves than
yeah.
this superficial
strive to be better
embezzlements that we see people putting on.
Yeah.
Because, you know, some of the people, you go through their Instagram accounts and they're posting with these nice cars and these nice holidays yeah. and things like that. But you get to meet the person in real life, face to face, only to find that those things are either from friends or distant relatives and things like that. But they give this impression that
yeah.
they're actually living their life.
And we have to ask ourselves at the end of the day, is that what matters in life? Is it the holidays that you're going on, or is it the actual experiences and the people that you're sharing that holiday with? That's basically millennials, the essence of millennials. We want, I call it the real social media. Like it's your art and what you emit is a reflection of who you are as a person and what's going on inside your head instead of the things that people actually see. And so, yeah, that's what I see. I see millennial as the true social media. Facebook, you can post whatever. You can make it seem like you the happiest person of all. No one knows what's going on at home. Your art reflects what's going on in your life at that current moment. So that's what millennials is.
Tyler, you wanted to say something?
Oh, no. Perfectly encapsulates everything.
It's also, it's not striving to be better.
Yes.
It's striving to be different. And different, at the end of the day, can be better. It just depends how you see that.
Brilliant. So, not only do you have the creative side on lock and with everything that's trendy on lock, but there's a philosophy behind all that you do, which is very interesting. And I think it was Vusi Tembewai that said that if you start something and you don't have a philosophy for it, you're starting something to fail. You're starting something that's going to go on and it's going to fade. So now moving on to the actual website, I checked it out and it's one of the freshest websites I've been on. And on it, I saw that there is a foundation, right, that benefits from all of this. Would you guys care to run us through that?
Okay, well, millennials holds idealistic aspirations of giving back to the underprivileged. We want to create jobs for the youth and we want to give back to the community whilst keeping our users engaged with social interactions. One of our main focuses is to provide job opportunities to the youth of South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to teach skills to the underprivileged youth, you know, in the townships, in the rural areas, because they have never been really given a chance.
Mm-hmm.
So millennials, what the Millennials Foundation is it's basically us taking the products and not the products, the profits from the products sold on our website. And it's using that in a constructive way, because what we're trying to do is we're trying to build up the townships and the rural areas. We're trying to give people a chance. We're trying to teach them skills
they wouldn't normally get or have the ability to go and get.
Because millennials were started during the beginning of the Fees Must Fall. And as much as I do support the Fees Must Fall, people must know that tertiary education is not your only saving grace in life.
Hmm.
You can become a cloth maker. You can become a an artist, a designer, a photographer. There's other avenues in which you can still become successful in life, you know. So the Millennial Foundation is us trying to go and teach those skills to the people that never really had the chance to hold a camera, to use a computer. And it will be us providing the skills and the resources to those people in order for them to like actually get somewhere in life. We're trying to give them a lifeline.
That's totally, yeah. Totally, you know, it's outrageously one of the best things that are about to happen to the South African youth and millennials, to rather put everything in proper and perfect phrasing. That is the word. So I saw also that you are working on an online store, on the website, that there's a tab for an online store and that's still under construction. So what's going to be the business model that's going to be driven by the online store?
Well, we've got the sneaker consignments, which is us. We have a relationship with a sneaker company in the US. And what that is us bringing high-end sneakers here and selling them, reselling them. And the proceeds of that would go to the Millennial Foundation. We also have our fashion label, which is coming out soon, which was designed by yours truly. what we're trying to do is we're trying to reach out to up-and-coming designers and up-and-coming artists. We want to sell your artwork on the store. We want to promote you. We want to give you that platform that you've never really had or never really thought there was the option of, you know. So the online store is basically us trying to, it's what's going to make us a self-sustaining company at first, but at the same time it's an initiative for people to actually post their stuff onto the website so that we can see that you have the talent, and then as soon as we see it we'll reach out to you and ask you for a collaboration.
Also with the online store, the proceeds of that do go to the Millennial Foundation as well. And through that, as we said before, we'd be teaching workshops. We'd be teaching people how to take photos, videos, how to sew, how to code, like necessary things that they could do. And we just want to make it a self-perpetuating cycle whereby we teach people these skills and then can potentially employ them to come work for us.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing so, we can grow and hire more people, teach more people, hire more people. And I think that's a very huge goal for us. It's to make a social difference.
You know, it's startling. Like, I can't find a lot of words to put to describing how excited I am for you guys to grow this movement, because I can see how a lot of people will actually benefit from this. I mean, make sure, just correct me if I go wrong. So you're leading a movement of creatives. There's content involved, and what the content entails is that people can learn that there's no one way to be successful. There's no one way to do things. There's no one way to make it in life. People get to compete with other artists, and in turn, it refines their art. So not only do they walk away from the experience as better artists, but as well now they're part of a bigger movement that is creating a social change to the name Millennials, which was previously or even currently in some settings regarded as youth that have self-entitlement issues. How greater can any of this be? Guys, it's been awesome to have you on the show, and I hope that you will be able to drive this forward, and I hope that one of these good days, I will not be reading about an American Reddit or Twitter, but the millennials that now they've achieved this, they've done this, they've accumulated so much, and this is the kind of change that they've brought about. How do people get in touch with you?
Well, we've got a Facebook page under the Millennial Gen. Our Instagram page is the same. And yeah, those would be the two best ways to get a hold of us, or you could email me at AYCOKER@themillennialgen.com.
Would you like to run us past that again?
Our Facebook page, The Millennial Gen. Our Instagram page is the same, The Millennial Gen. And our website is www.themillennialgen.com.
Awesome. What a way to start off the year and the first brilliant interview into 2017. Thank you very much, guys, for coming through. And thanks to our listeners who are paying attention and a part of us, the YLP, in 2017. Catch more of this on the cliffcentral.com website. And as per usual, our social media handles is at YLP Cliff Central on Instagram and Twitter, and on Facebook it's Youth Leadership Platform. Thanks from us. It's same time next week, but before then there's a second segment coming through which is showcasing musical talent. So adios, God bless. CliffCentral.com.